Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Everyone say hallelujah. I'll try not to hold you long. Is this loud enough? All right, we'll just keep on working on it. Hallelujah. I believe this service has started out all right. It's a supernatural service with my grandson, Trey. He's done wonderful. But I'd like to preach with you and minister. I don't know what the Holy Ghost is really going to do. They told me never to say that. I don't know what the Holy Ghost is going to do. I got notes. But most of all, I want to follow after the Holy Ghost. I want to see somebody get refilled, renewed. Hallelujah. And I'd like to read you something from the Word of God, if you got the Word of God, in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter and the 12th verse. Can you get that? David, he was a man of God. And he said he would, thou son of David is what they called him. But there's more than that. And David perceived, everyone said perceived, that the Lord had established him king over Israel. And that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to anoint me, anoint this word, and Lord, let us perceive. Let us know that you've really anointed this service today for a supernatural move of God. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated if you're expecting a miracle. How many come expecting a miracle today? How many come expecting a miracle? Hallelujah. We find that the Spirit of the Lord was upon this man of God, but he didn't just... See, there were some things this man had to do. The thing that with David was that he was just a boy that was called a shepherd boy. Now, what I'd like to read here that I brought up, now, King David's destiny, as described in the Old Testament, was to become the second king of Israel. Say second. And to establish a united kingdom, he is known for... uniting the tribes of Israel. That's what he was uniting the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes. Establishing Jerusalem as the capital. Where all the fighting has been going on over there. And bring the Ark of the Covenant there, back to Jerusalem. Okay? Hallelujah. He is also known for his deep faith in God. And is often referred to as a man after God's own heart. Despite his flaws and mistakes, David played a critical role, that's right, in God's plan for Israel. And his lineage was significant in the biblical narrative leading to the lineage of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And his name should be called Jesus, and his name should be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. But that's not David. David was a guy that was the eighth child, the son of Jesse in the Old Testament. He was the son of not the seventh, but he was the eighth child. Now, where I believe we're living today is the kingdom of the eighth child. We're going into the kingdom of the eighth move of God. In other words, the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. A day where the Lord is as 1,000 years. Now, we're in the 6,000. But there's coming a millennial day. There's coming an eighth day besides that. Even after Revelation 21, 22, you find there's a new day. I don't want to get into all that. But the first thing is he had a crowning. But he did not realize that he was... put in the back 40, someplace by himself, and his daddy Jesse really never recognized him at that point. There's some of you, and I look at all of us here, that we are waiting for things to come to pass, and we got to walk toward it. Some of you have been given promises. Some of you have received the baptism of God's Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Some of you have talked in tongues, as you have. Many of you, I believe every one of you have, can say amen. Many of you have come to, I want to know where I really belong, God. You've got a destiny. But unless you get your identity first, you got to find who you are. Amen. I look at David. David didn't start out on top. He didn't start out, hallelujah, and getting Jerusalem, getting all the 12 tribes together at once. It took a long while for David to ever become king of Israel. Now we find in the book of Samuel, hallelujah, we find that David, or should I say Samuel, he said the Lord spoke to him. He said, quit crying over Saul. I've rejected Saul. Hallelujah. I'm no longer with King Saul. He used to be king, but he didn't obey me. I've got somebody else picked out. Hallelujah. I don't want to run on empty when God's through with this. I want to be on the move of the Holy Ghost. I want to have the destiny that God said, I'm finished, I'm through, and I'll set up a kingdom for you to obey me. David, he walked in the back 40, wherever it was, and Samuel came with his rod, with his staff, with anointing all to anoint somebody king over Israel. But he said, there's a certain guy, a certain young man that's in, should I say, in Jesse's house, that's in Jesse's house, that should be king. Now, many times we walk in the shadow. We walk in the shadow. And I see many of us today walking in a shadow. But I look at David, and the Bible said he was out taking care of sheep, playing his harp, killing lions, killing bears, and just a stripling of a young lad. But then Samuel said, Jesse, I want all you boys to line up here. I want everybody to line up. It's in your family. He had 7 sons that he brought that came before. And those 7 sons, the first one that I believe Jesse pushed towards him was Eliab. Let me tell you why. Because how tall was Saul? Saul was head and shoulders above every man in Israel. And I believe people are looking at the flesh, and sometimes people are walking in the shadow of what has been, what used to rule. But God said, I got something better for you, Charles. I got something better for you, church. I want to set you up in the kingdom pattern. I want you to speak kingdom talk. I want you to slay giants. Hallelujah. That Saul never did. But I want to put a double portion. I want to have a man after my own heart. Don't walk in the shadow of somebody said, I'm saved, I'm sanctified. We need to be saved, sanctified, filled, thrilled, hallelujah, homogenized, pasteurized, Jesusized. I believe everyone in this house, I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I need the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith. I believe that God can still work miracles. If you don't believe him, praise God, get in that hallelujah out of the shadow of what the world is trying to preach to us. You can't do this. I don't believe in this. No, don't do that. He don't do this. It didn't come to pass. Shut up, devil. I want to talk to you today. The things that's going on in America and in the church. This church should be a perfected church, a sanctified church, a glorified church, a Holy Ghost-filled church. Love one another. But I see that David was not called to be surrounded, hallelujah, by anybody. And Samuel said, I've looked at all of them. I've looked at Eliab, he's head and shoulders. He looks like he's going to be kingship material. But he said, he'll never make it. He said, you're looking on the outside. Now, if you come by this church, I want to get on identity. Identity. Satan wants to steal our real identity before we ever get going. If you're to give up on that car, how that SUV, if you would have stopped with your SUV and let them talk back to you, and you never would have fought for what belonged to you, and you had faith in God, and you said unto that mountain, mountain, be thou removed,
that did it.
He said, oh, no, it was just a flaw. They felt sorry for you. No, they didn't. Had the Holy Ghost said you'd go have it, then you got it quicker than most folks get there. You got it a little quicker. I don't know why she got it quicker. Some of you will sit here like, hallelujah, and you'll say, I want God to bless me. You must have to exercise your faith in God. Now, faith is, it can be a verb, it can be a noun, it can be a person, place, or thing, or it can be in motion. The substance of things hoped for, Hebrews 11 and 1, and the evidence of things not yet seen. I want you to get me Jeremiah 1, 4 through 7. First chapter, fourth verse to the seventh verse. God knows you. God knows your identity. My wife and I went and tried to get her fast pass through the airport. And she got a birth certificate. You believe that? She was born. But it's more to it than just being born. You got to have the right name on it. Now her mom and daddy, her daddy's name is P-I-T-T-E-M-A-N. Her mother, she took that name when she married her husband. And the doctor that signed her birth certificate, I believe it was, old time, way back there, he signed it P-I-T-M-A-N. Pittman. Now you go to the technical system and you try to get a fast anything. How do you know? How do you know? When we first saw that, we went to the courthouse in Jackson, Mississippi, or whatever you want to call it, and we offered them, what can we do to be saved with this birth certificate? They said it'd cost you $5,000 or $10,000 just to get it changed then. Just put one more T on it. Well, we could have filled it in, but it would have been able to get so low. That was her identity. Some people said that doesn't matter about, hallelujah, the beginning of your life, but it does matter. It does matter. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. David perceived that he was king, but he didn't become king just like that. He became king through a process of climbing the ladder. Oh, you better talk back to me. You know it's the truth. Through climbing the ladder. It was not easy, Brother Grayson, to become full papa. And Sister Pierce, as she did her best, then we tried to do more. And they said, you've got to go back to the government over in Jackson, Mississippi, and pay the money to get your name changed back. That's the maiden name, P-I-T-T-M-A-N. People don't think that identity matters. David perceived, and this wasn't the first part of his life, he perceived about three quarters of his getting to be king. You understand? 1, 2, 3, 4? Are you following me? He perceived how important God knew he was. Some of you don't perceive how important you really are. I heard a story one time, I'll let you read in just a second, about a turkey that had a nest, and there was an eagle that had a nest on the hill, big mountain, and it rolled down, one of the eggs did. And the egg rolled down, it didn't break, it rolled down close to the pine trees and places that the turkey lived, roosted. And to be short about this, the turkey perceived the egg and said, that's an egg. I know it's an egg. But there's something in instinct in that turkey that said, I want that egg in my nest. He says, this is a true story. Ask the turkey. So according to what I read, the turkey took the egg, which was an eagle egg, which wasn't a turkey, had feathers on it. It didn't go gobble, 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 gobble. It lived in the hills on the rock. was rolled down close to the turkey's nest till the turkey pushed it in his nest. Some of you are living in turkey territory and you've been born again of the water and the Spirit. Praise God. You're a child of God. Come on, Jesus' mighty name. And the presence of God, the blood of God, has been, Jesus Christ has been applied to you, and you're washed in the blood and you're settling for a turkey life. You're settling for a turkey singing. It should be eagle singing. It should be flying above the trees. It should be into the mountains. But if you never told what you are, if you just don't perceive that you are an eagle, that you think you're just a gentle old boy that goes around killing lions, killing bears, and taking care of sheep. He perceived this. Later on, but it's several years later. Now, God speaks to Jeremiah. Now, I'm going to get back to the story about the turkey and the eagle. Come on. Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, 4 verse through the 7th verse. Now, this is what the Lord said. He knew us. Come on, but there's more to it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed you. Now we'll quote this scripture. Just a little way. We won't keep on the whole thing. Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you come out of the womb, how is it? What it says? Before you came out of the womb. Come on. Oh, now, hey, wait, this is where we have identity. Identity. I ordained you, but you don't even know you're ordained. I set you in place, and we let the devil talk to us. You ain't got it. It don't work. There's nothing to that tongue talking. There's nothing to that miracles. There's nothing to the word. There's nothing to the power of God. Yes, it is. You can sit there if you want to, and I want you to. I can sit up here and act like I'm preaching, but I'm preaching from my heart today. Hallelujah. We need to identify who we are. You may not be tried as with fire yet, but sooner or later it's going to come. You're going to think some strange thing has come upon you. If you're born to be a man or woman of God, you'll have it. You may be 25 now, but one day if you live long enough, you'll be 55, 65, 75. And you're going to feel the fire. But God is getting you ready because you went to every step on that ladder, and you went every time. When it seemed like nobody's listening to you, when you're preaching, Brother Trey, they're listening. One day when you get older, you'll say, hallelujah, praise God, go on and preach. Because you'll be preached and preached and preached and preached and preached. And they want to hear the younger and then the older and then the ones on this. Read on, Sister Pierce.
Then said I, hey, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak for I am a child.
Identity. Lord, I can't. But the Lord said,
Say not,
I'm a child. You're going to go to every place. Hold on. Everything I command thee, you're going to accept. God's going to do it. Hold it. Did you know what you was going to be before you was ever born? Did you know when you was 2 years old? No, you didn't. It took time. It took people. It took trials. It took tribulation. It took love. It took every process to bring you to a mature state as we mature every day. You want to read on?
Be not afraid of their faces.
Don't be afraid of what people say about you. Don't be, if you're preaching truth, don't be afraid of their faces, how they look at you. Now, this is what he told Jeremiah. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you, honey. That's what the Holy Ghost said, mister. I'm with you. I love you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the Lord said. I love you. I'm with you. When you seem like your mind's going to blow out, I'm there to take care of your troubles. You'll have them, but can help take care of your problems. Your identity is very important of knowing who you are. Hold on just a minute. Identity. That turkey, I wasn't talking to you. That turkey knew there was something different because when she kept that egg under her and all the eggs of the turkeys, they hatched. And she said, that was a weird turkey. That's a different egg. Better say it like that. That's a different egg. So she set a few more days on that egg. And she cuddled and she loved. There's something about a mother's love. And after a while, it hatched. She said, it don't look like the other turkeys. Don't look like my other young'uns. It just quiet. That's the one I rolled under me. What have I got? So after a while, it began to look up towards the sky, and the turkeys was flying around, and they were scratching little turkeys, you know. And after a while, it began to notice the sun, and it noticed that it wasn't meant to really be with the other little turkeys. Perceived identity. And it looked at the mama and it looked at itself. I don't look like mom. I'm the worst daddy at. You may not look like everybody else. You may not walk like everybody else. But you got an identity. Just like this baby we dedicated to God. It's got identity with Christ Jesus. It's got an identity with heavenly places. And when you once, praise God, have been put in the body of Christ, and your gift begins to make room for you, there's strange things that may come your way. There's pressure that's going to be put on you to make you just what you're made for. Don't worry about faces. People sometimes will wear you down. But that little eagle, it began to soar as it began to fly. The turkeys flew and it flew. And while it flew up into the clouds, it flew towards the sun, and it flew back towards the mountains. It said, my mother's down here. That's not my real, my identity is being an eagle. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got wonderful people. We've got a wonderful God. David knew that he was not supposed to be, hallelujah, after Samuel went by Eliab and his shadow. He lived in Eliab's shadow, David did. But he said, I'm not leaving there no more. He had several other brothers. He said, I'm not living with them. But I'll tell you what he did. He went back taking care of his sheep after Samuel prayed for him. Said, this is him. I will not sit down till he gets here. Just said, I got one more. Yeah, I won't sit down. That's what Samuel said. He said, till he gets here, till that another anointing, the one that you got, gets back here, I will not be in this place. He said, God sent me here. If Saul catches me here, he'd probably try to kill me. But God said, you go down to Jesse's house. And I'm going to show you the one. Well, they got there, Eliab's shadow, Eliab's height, his curly hair, his good looks. And Jesse pushed him probably a little closer. This is the one you really want to know, because he's big like Saul. He's a big old boy. And he said, he started to anoint him, I believe. He said, oh, you don't know the identity that's inside this rascal. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know the identity. Hallelujah. Sometimes they're flying here and they may not be an eagle. Oh boy, everybody that preaches to you may not be an eagle. I want to be an eagle in the eyes of God. I've been going a long time. I don't want to turn out and be a turkey. The Bible said the last days, perilous times to come. Men should be lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Heady, high-minded, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, unruly, having a form of godliness, from such turn away, and also disobedient unto parents. Let me talk to you right now. I looked at the reason, and I saw and I heard that in our White House, God forbid, I don't want to say too much. We got about 50% in America now. It used to be, should I say, 75%. But I think it's getting better. I hope it is. How stupid can some people be? Did you get that last word? How stupid can some people get? I had one senator, a congressman, whatever it was, I saw him, they put a form before him. I'm on this identity, who you are. Now, we Southern folks, but we Americans. Whether I lived in Ohio, I lived in New York, I'm still an American. I believe we the people. I believe in the Constitution. I also believe in the family unit. I believe in God. But I don't believe in homosexuality. I don't believe in lesbianism. I'm going to preach to you right. I don't believe in this transgender stuff. I don't believe in this upside down crosses, American flag. I don't believe in these rods. But I'm going to say this. The Holy Ghost is gone. I feel the Holy Ghost now. I said, no, sir. I done got on some things that needs to be preached on. I don't believe. Let me tell you why. Oh, hallelujah. I want identity. I'm 70-something years old. And if I don't know if I'm a male or female by now, I'm crazy. If I stand some of you men up, which I will not do, and say, are you a male or female? You say, you embarrassed, I ain't coming back. Well, there's two bathrooms back there. One is for male, other's for female. And unless something happens, you better stay in your own stall. I don't care if you're plumb for a male problem. That's what they put you for. If you, hallelujah, don't have all the stuff, you better stay where you need to be. Don't come in on my granddaughter. If you got a beard and wearing a dress. Oh, boy, I'm preaching too much. I'm meddling, honey. I'm meddling, mister. But this is what's wrong with our pulpits today. Back in the 70s and 80s, we had all kinds of things, starting with rock and all kinds. Back in, hallelujah, in Mississippi and Alabama and California and Oregon. We wonder why our country's messed up as far as politics and God. They've come into the classroom. Identity. They tried to steal our identity. Boy, I'm being dangerous today. Identity. My Lord. Going through the steps of being a man or being a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, if some of our forefathers could come back and see what's going on that used to preach in a Baptist and a Methodist and Pentecostals, whatever you want to call them, they would actually go out and regurgitate and repent, dust the dust off of their feet as they left the churches today. But God has been merciful to America. We can't say nothing about London Parish because it itself, I believe that's right, London. It's done got to the people, they can't even come out and be who they are. If they're Jewish and a citizen, I'll get it out. That means that, like the goose-stepping Nazis of SS Himmler and Adolf Hitler, the spirit is still going on. Oh, boy. And we think we're going to make friends with the devil. We're in a spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual warfare. I've done mentioned something. Well, guard the doors. I want to preach. I don't want to meddle. That little girl that you care so much, hallelujah. And maybe if you got a nursery, that little girl, hallelujah. I'm preaching, yes. But I hope preachers will get up later on when I'm gone and preach the truth. Say, that's just not right for them to be change their sex. Get off of that. But I see he knew us in the womb. He knew what we was going to be. Identity. Identity. He said, I know you know your identity. See, David didn't just jump into being king over Israel like that. He didn't go into he got to all with Samuel.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.